Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Debt ceiling negotiations resume today in Washington. The White House and congressional Republicans have been sparring over the terms for securing enough congressional votes to approve an increase in the nation's borrowing limit. House conservatives want a commitment first on deep federal spending cuts. NPR's David Gurr reports investors are getting increasingly nervous.
What this comes down to is the calendar. There's just about a week between now and June 1st, with a long holiday weekend in between. Well, June 1st is when Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. may no longer be able to pay its bills. And absent an agreement on raising or suspending the debt limit, Yellen says it's, quote, highly likely the U.S. would default on its debt in early June. Trading has gotten more volatile, and stocks started to drift downward when House Speaker Kevin McCarthy updated reporters on the talks. The speaker said we're not going to default, but he also acknowledged the tight timetable for clinching a deal. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
Today marks 1 year since a gunman entered an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and killed 21 people, 19 children and two teachers who died trying to shield them. It's been 12 months, but Veronica Mata, who lost her daughter, says she battles every day.
I have a picture of Tess on my nightstand, and, you know, I just look at it and I just tell her, you know, Tess, you know, give me the strength, baby girl. Help me get up. Help me get up today. Help me be the teacher that I need to be today and just to teach my kids and go about the day.
Sacred Heart Catholic Church held Mass to bring a grieving community together on this somber anniversary. Many residents say their hearts are still heavy over the loss and the lack of answers they've yet to get about the details of the multiple levels of law enforcement's response to the mass shooting, which was later described as botched. Law enforcement had waited more than an hour to enter the classroom where the shooter was holed up. A new poll from NPR, the PBS NewsHour and Marist, looks at the attitudes of Americans when it comes to gun rights versus the prevention of gun violence. Here's NPR's Domenico Montanaro.
60% said controlling gun violence was more important. That's the highest percentage in the 10 years Marist has been asking the question. That was driven by Democrats and most independents. 38% sided with protecting gun rights, including two-thirds of Republicans. But the consensus breaks down when people are asked what they think would make the biggest impact on curbing gun violence. For 44% of Democrats, the top choice was banning semi-automatic assault-style weapons like the AR-15 rifle. For Republicans, it was screenings for mental health and arming teachers. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
From Washington, this is NPR News. In Germany, police have raided the homes of climate activists across seven states in the country. It's part of an investigation into how they get financial support. Esme Nicholson reports two suspects are also under investigation for allegedly attempting to sabotage an oil pipeline.
Prosecutors in Munich say they are investigating seven people suspected of financially supporting a criminal organization and two people suspected of sabotage. The probe centers around the climate protection group known as Last Generation. The group, whose members superglue themselves to roads and artworks, splits public opinion. Over the past month, Last Generation has brought traffic in the German capital to a standstill on an almost daily basis to pressure the government to make drastic changes to its climate policies. Earlier this week, Chancellor Olaf Scholz called the group's tactics idiotic. In response to the raids, Last Generation have asked when police will raid the offices of lawmakers in the pockets of fossil fuel lobbyists. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
Rapper Fetty Wap, who rose to fame with his 2015 single Trap Queen, has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison in connection with drug trafficking in the state of New York. The rapper, whose legal name is Willie Maxwell, had pleaded guilty to a conspiracy drug charge that carried a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years. U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow is now down 235 points, roughly 0.75%. The NASDAQ is down roughly the same. S&P is down 0.76%. It's NPR.